Okay, here we go. Parshas Vayetze, Tavshin Pei. Our learning Shbilili Nishmas, out of Eliezer ben Arav, Eliyahu Yehoshua, Rav Lezer Geldzaler, Zechat Tzadik Chodesh Velecha, Zechustu Gen Aleinu, who's Yortzeit the Shabbos, Tes Kislev, who's a great, great, great Tzadik, who literally changed my entire life. I highly recommend the Sefer about him, Rav Lezer, by Rabbi Yisrael Besser, and his Torah on Breishas called Tzichos Eliezer, also Lili Nishmas. Baruch Tzvi Ruvenosan, Eli Sarbas Eliezer Saralevis, for Shlema, Yemen Simcha ben Dinaminya, the Bahanach Marcha for Simcha Paso Shukha Yisrael. Because it's the yard side of the Blazer Gelzah of the Shabbos, I thought we would say a Torah from the Sefer Sichos Eliezer, which I highly, highly recommend. So we know the Pasuk tells us, second Pasuk of the Parsha, Bayifka Bamakum, and then Yaakov encounters HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this place, and Rashi says that we know from the famous Gemara in Brachas and Chavav HaMebeis, Ein Pegiya Ela Tfila. The word Vayifka is a code word for Tfila. And here says the Gemara in Brachas that Yaakov instituted the Tfila of Maariv. And Rabbi Lezer Geldzahler quotes the Chidush HaRim, a beautiful insight on what exactly Vayifka B'Makom is, which really shows us what Davening Maariv is all about. He says at the end of the day, Maariv is called Pegiya. Maariv is called a meeting. What's a meeting? At the end of the day, he didn't know that that was going to be. He didn't know that that was the place that Asher Amad Shem. Rashi even says it was. He brought Kfitzes Aderech. He brought him back to the place where he was. Because when a person davens Maariv, it's when things are hard and things are challenging. Mitoch HaChoshech, B'layla Shenistar. But at the end of the day, you're still davening. Rak Misha Yodea She'in Klum Rak Me'Hashem Yisparach. Mispal V'Zek Mosh Bagia B'Chavera B'Li Tam. Right? When you go meet your friend, you don't have a reason to go meet your friend. You just want to talk to your friend. That's the same thing by it says the Chiddush HaRim, by davening Maariv. When things are hard and things are tough, or even when things aren't tough, you just want to come out and meet the Rabbonu Shalom. At the end of the day, that's what Maariv represents. When things are hard and things are difficult, there's a choshech out there, and there's a challenge out there. At the end of the day, to be able to call out to the Rabbonu Shalom. And this is actually what Rabbi Lezer quotes in the same piece in Sichos Eliezer, page 149. He quotes the Degel Machon Ephraim, on the words right after. Right, a few pesukim later, and he says, "Yaakov Avinu saw Vayachalom Bihnei Sula Mutzav Arza VaRosha Magia Shemaima." So he said that he saw that there was a ladder going down, but his head, its top reached the heaven. Right, the ladder was going down, but at the end of the day, the top reached toward heaven. So what does it mean? The deeper idea says the Dagamach and Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Dagamach Ephraim. What's the deeper idea of? He says at the end of the day, Arza, we know is Arzius, it's the Choshech, it's the downfall. At the end of the day, you want to go up? You want to go to Shemaim? First you have to have an Aretz. First you have to go down. He says, this is all exactly the Avodah. A person can only come up to their Rabbonu Shalom if he falls seven times, Rav Ferner says. Shavi Yipol Tzadik Kam doesn't mean seven times and then you just fall. No, Shavi Yipol Tzadik Kam. You fall, but you make sure to take those moments of your Choshech in your life and you become stronger, you become better, you become bigger because of those Choshech moments. I thought that was a great, great insight from Rabbi Lezer Geldzahler, putting these two ideas, the Chiddush HaRim, the Degel Machon Ephraim, the Daven Maariv. Maariv, what does it mean to Daven Maariv? And the Choshech, even when things are hard, to make sure to Daven to the Rabbonu Shalom, never get caught up. And also always understand that even when things, when things are looking bad, Rosh HaMegiya Shemaim, at the end of the day, we always take our experiences to be able to move us forward, especially for this idea, for Hanukkah, to take the light, to take our Choshech in our lives, to help us become better people. Moving on to idea number two. That was a little bit of a longer idea number one, but at the end of the day, you got two for one over there. Okay, beautiful. Moving on to the second idea from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. So, Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the first Chassidish Sefer put out. I mean, the Baal Shem Tov didn't write anything. And the Toldos Yaakov Yosef was the Talmud of the Baal Shem. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, V'shavti b'shalom abeis avi v'haya Hashem li le'alokim. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yaakov is making this vow to the Rabbonu Shem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be with me. At the end of the day, you should be with me, and I will turn to my father's house with peace, and Hashem will be with me. At the end of the day, Yaakov knows what's about to happen, and that he's about to go into Lavan, and he's about to go traveling. He wants to make sure the Rabbonu Shem is with him. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, I couldn't find it in the Sefer, but I saw it quoted elsewhere. And it says that, what does it mean, the Shafti B'Shalom Beis Avi? It doesn't just mean that he was going to return to Beis Avi, to Yitzchak's house. What does the Shafti B'Shalom Beis Avi mean? Beis Avi refers to the Beis HaMikdash of my father, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we get back to El Beis Avi? B'Shafti B'Shalom. When we have Shalom, when we have Achdus, when we have unity, and their sensitivity, then we're zocha to Eretz Yisrael, then we're zocha to be able to come out, to be able to bring back the Beis Hamikdash. Shafti b'shalom. You have shalom in your life, then you'll base avi, and then you can come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to Kadosh Baruch Hu's home. It's such a beautiful, beautiful insight, especially later on in the Parsha. Once heard from our Rabbi Eli Storch Shlita, from the Shalom Shadjon. Look at the psukim by Raviv. Reuven goes out and he finds these dudam, these fans, these flowers. And Rachel asks him, Leah, please give me some of your son's dudam. What does Leah say back? First you take my husband and now you ask for the dudam. At the end of the day, says Rosham Shajan. At the end of the day, Leah didn't know that Rachel was Yaakov's first choice. First you took my husband, and now you want my son's dudam, right? We know these dudam, these magical parents be able to bring children. At the end of the day, what's going on over here? Says Rosham Shabran, three words. Leah never knew. Leah never knew. Look at the psukim. It's pashut. It's so pashut. You took my husband, and you want to take the flowers? When Rachel gave over the signs to Leah, she didn't say, Leah, I'm first choice. But don't worry, if daddy tries to trick us, here are the signs. Rachel did it in such a modest, in such a humble way. I don't know how she did it. But she did it in a modest, humble way. Even years later, Leah still thought that she was number one. That she, at the end of the day, that Rachel was trying to be able to take her husband. At the end of the day, Rachel did it in such a modest way. This is something we always talk about. There's chesed and there's doing chesed with chesed. Like we said from Hersha a few weeks ago when Rivka was piling up the water for Eliezer. There's chesed with chesed. She didn't say, I've water for you and your camels. He waited for Eliezer to finish. She waited for Eliezer to finish. And then she says, I've water for your camels. Because there's chesed and there's chesed with chesed. What greater chesed by Rachel Aminu? Not only did she give her that's an incredible, incredible thing to be able to say, I'm not going to get married today, but to be able to make sure to do it in such a modest way. That's exactly the idea of the Tolus Yaakov Yosef here. B'shalom, you want to come to Beis Ovi, make sure to have shalom in your life. Moving on to idea number three, a little behind schedule here. Okay. Sometimes he gets so excited, we got to be able to talk about it a little bit. It says the third idea from the Agra, the Kalda B'nei Yisachar. In Perek of Tes, Pasuk Yod Alef, Ayishak Yaakov, L'Rachel, Ayisas, Kol HaYevch. Right at the end of the day, Pasuk says that Yaakov, he sees Rachel, and he raises his voice, and he cries. Rashi says that he saw Ruach HaKodesh, that she wouldn't be married next to him. But says B'nei Yisachar, you know, sometimes we could read these Pesukim, especially in Bereishis, and we could look at it with such physical eyes, our Western culture eyes. Say, oh, Yaakov kissed her before they were married. This, now what's going on over here? Says the B'nai Tzatzchar, and at the end of the day, the Avos were HaKadosh Kedosh Mamish. And he said, just like we look, we kiss our tzitzis and we kiss our tefillin, Yaakov right here saw that it was a chefza shel mitzvah. Asher lo yisbayir shel adam lenashe chevet shel mitzvah lifnei kol. Alkein noshek l'rachel chevet shel mitzvah lifnei aroim ki lo asa aliba migolat dveikus shezeh dover michum rinei abris misnam bechum rinei lamal satova. Don't think chasa shom, says B'nai Tzatzchar, that this is coming from a taiva. That he kissed her, whatever, this and that. It was a mamash, it was a chavit shalmet, it was a chavit shalmet, a kitzitzis v'tfilin. He says that at the end of the day, each and every one of us have to take, to distance ourselves from the physicality of this world, and to always look for the spirituality. And this ends up with three words. Ashrei ha'isha shekachalo. Praiseworthy is the person who's able to be able to always find the spirituality, especially in the physical things of the Torah. When the Torah is talking about the physical things. Chas v'shalom, Yaakovinu is working out of Taiva, he's the Merkava of the Shekhinah. And this is actually a word that we always say over, but we can say over again, the Heichal Bracha. Why isn't all these parshias, the Torah is talking about how beautiful Rachel is, how beautiful Yosef is, how beautiful Sarah is, how beautiful everyone is. What's going on over here? The Torah is a Chas V'Shalom, a magazine. Says the Heichal Bracha, the commander of short quotes, says that when a person works upon themselves so spiritually, they're working upon them, their midos, and they're davening, and they're learning, and they're dveikus to their Bonei Shalom, it has a physical effect on how you look. It has a physical effect. The Torah, Chas V'Shalom, is not talking about the Chitzoni. It's talking about the Pnimius. It's talking about the innerness. It's talking about the deepness and the spiritual connection of the Avos of the Kedoshim. And for us to be able to make sure to be able to live our lives with a spiritual perspective. Live our lives always looking for the Ruchnius in everything, especially in the physical, where that's the Kedoshim to you. We have to make sure to be able to, especially, as like the Ramban says, Chasr become Nava Bereshis Atar, but we're in Reish Tzim and Reish Laman Alaf, like the Shulchan Aruch, to find the Achil and the Shasiya and the Halicha Yeshiva, to find the Yud Hei in the physical. And that's exactly what the Pesukim says, the B'nai Yitzchak says. He saw it at Rachel's Achevish HaMitzvah, be able to have those spiritual eyes, beautiful idea of the B'nai Yitzchak, and Yechab Rachel, move on to idea number four. Says the Mor of Hashemesh, beautiful insight. So we know what the Pesuk says in Perek Chaf Tes, Pesuk Lamed Hei, the last Pesuk in Perek Chaf Tes. Right? At the end of the day, Leah thanks the Kadosh Baruch Hu for having Yehuda.
Right? She now told the Yosef Mechalki, the Gemara, I believe, in Brachos, in the Medrash, that at the end of the day, she saw there was going to be four wives, and she got more than three, four times. So she got more. She says, now I have to give thanks. She was the first one to truly give thanks. Says the Mor Veshemesh, this is a very deep idea over here. Even though the Gemara says that Leah was very, she was the first one to give a karas atoiv, it says that actually a little deeper idea. He says that Leah, says the Mor Veshemesh, if she would have continued to think the Rabbonu Shalom, she would have continued to have children. The Tamon Miled, this what it means, she stopped giving birth, says the Mor Veshemesh, Kevin Shirak Nisin Odaya Allah Over, because she only gave think on the past, because she only think on the past, which is a very big deal. Always have to think on the past and the present, but to also think for the future, to always constantly think for the future. But because she stopped only thinking then v'tamo miladus, that's when she stopped. And how important is this idea for our karsa tov? Karsa tov, especially when it comes to halal. Chanukah is all about halal and hodah, to thinking to the Rabbanu Shel Mamish. You know, the Chozer Lublin tells us in the Sefer called the Sefer Sichos Bavosh Hashem, quotes the Chozer Lublin, one of my favorite Torahs. Hodul Hashem Kitov Kidalam Chasto. That the more a person thinks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hodul Hashem Kitov, the more you think Hashem for the good in your life, then Kilo Olam Chasto, then the more He will give to you. But you have to thank Him not only for the past and for the present, but for the future as well. And the Eish Kodesh has the idea on this in Parshas told us that the more a Jew thinks, the more it saves his future. It not only if you're thinking on the past and the present, you're thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my modem, not only thinking for yesterday and for today, I'm thanking you for everything, for the past, present, and future, mamish. And this is exactly, it's not saying Chas V'Shalom anything bad about her, but it's end of the day, she would have continued giving birth if she would continue to have that Karsa Tov also for the future. And important for us to be able to have a Karsa Tov not only for the past, present, but also for the future. A beautiful idea from the Mor Veshemesh and the Chozer. Moving on to idea number five. Finally, fifth and final idea, I saw this in Mishka Metzal by Rabbi Rudinsky, and also the Or Pnei Moshe, or a classical Chassidish Sefer. So the Pasuk says, in Perek Laman Alf, Pasuk Laman Hey, right? Lavan is going on running to be able to look for his idols. What happens? Rachel says, "Va'tomer la'vi'al ayicha b'nei Adoni kilo chalakum yipanecha ki derech nashim li'vechabes v'lo matzas trafim." Right? She says, "At the end of the day, Dad, I can't get up because I'm in a status of nida." And at the end of the day, she couldn't move. She couldn't move. Says Rabbi Rudinsky, and then says Or Pnei Moshe, "How could it be that Rachel Amina would lie over here? What's going on over here? How could she lie?" Says Rabbi Rudinsky, and says Or Pnei Moshe, the Gemara says in Shabbos Pebei Zaman Aleph that Avodah Zarah is metame just like Nida. At the end of the day, Avodah Zarah, like those idols that she had, is metame just like Nida. So at the end of the day, Rachel wasn't lying, because at the end of the day, Avodah Zarah also gives up the tumah that Nida also gives up. So she wasn't lying at all. She wasn't able to say, because the Gemara says, Pashut, that Avodah Zarah gives off the same type of tumah as Nida, and she wasn't lying at all. And important for us to be able to always stick to the midah of emes. And so incredible, another credible idea. I'll give you on the parsha as well. The last piece of Levi on Parshas Vayetze. So Beis Halevi quotes, Lavan's talking to Yaakov. When Yaakov realized that he was tricked, L'yasa came up, Kamino L'seh Hatzira L'fnei Abchira. Right, it's not in our place, we don't give the younger ones before the older ones. Says the Beis Halevi, what was Lavan really saying here? He says, I know what happened by you. Maybe by you, by your hometown, came L'hakti Matzori L'fnei Abchira. I know what you did. He wasn't just saying about his city. He was also saying about you. I know how you tricked your father. Then they were anochi. Anochi. I'm mine. Isa bechorecha. Good. But it says that Beis Halevi, the Lavan actually knew exactly what happened on his Twitter account, his Instagram account, whatever. It was a shtuch to Yaakov, the mid of Emes. See, to Emes, the Yaakov at the end of the day. How important for us to be able to always take to the mid of Emes, Emes in our lives, Emes in the way we talk, but Emes in our Avodas Hashem, Emes who we are, that we're real, sincere, genuine Jews to their bonus show. Beautiful idea from the Or Pnei Moshe, by Rudinsky, and the Beis Halevi. Moving on, let's just review these ideas. The Taka wasn't only five. If you count it up, I think it was more like seven and eight on the Parsha, but we'll count it as five. The first idea we said from Rabbi Lezer Gelzal in honor of his yard site, he quotes the Chiddush Harim, the Gemara tells us the Bracha Sadaf Chavov Amid Beis, that Tefillah Marav is Ampiki El Tefillah, because Marav means when a Jew is in Choshech, and a Jew has no reason, has every reason to give up, and he still cries out to the Rabbonu Shem, to find the Rabbonu Shem even in the Choshech. The Degon Mach and Ephraim says that's exactly what the Hine Sulam Mutzav Arzav Agirosh Magia Shemaim. The Degon Mach and Ephraim says, well, what does that mean? When a person has a downfall, but then he uses his past to help him in his future, then Rav Moshe Magia Mashamayim is able to grow to the Bon Shalom. That's Shavi Yipot Sadavakam, says Rav Wurtner. Beautiful idea about using our past to grow. The Tolzis Yaakov Yosef said, Shafti B'Shalom Beis Avi. What does that mean? He was saying that he should just go back to Yitzchak. It wasn't just that, says the Tolzis Yaakov Yosef. The deeper pshat is, Shafti B'Shalom Beis Avi. When he'll come back to my house, to Hashem's house, it's got to be B'Shalom with Achdos, with love. Right, and if you actually know, this is actually another report from later on in the parsha from Rav Shalom Shadron. Rabbi Storch said, right, when Reuven finds these dudam and Leah says to Rachel, you took my husband and you took my flowers. Says Rav Shalom Shadron, she never knew that she wasn't first choice. Exactly, Leah never knew. Rachel did give over the sign in such a caring and sweet and sincere way, in a loving way. She never knew, and she doesn't even answer back to Leah. She doesn't even answer back. Because it's all about love. It's all about caring and being concerned for others. That's what it's all about. Beautiful insight of the Tzaddik of Yosef, the Magid of Yerushalayim. And it's from Rav Hirsch, right? Rabbi Rivka, this Rivka, this chesed is with chesed with chesed. She didn't show off that she had water for the camels also. She just only waited for Eliezer to finish, and then she gave water for the camels. The third idea was the B'nai Sassar, Rabbi Yishar, Yaakov, the Rachel, chas v'shom, to be able to see this as a physical thing. Mamash Yaakov saw her as a chivet shal mitzah, like mitzah, like tzitzis and tefillin, Ashraya Isha, Zachalo, to be able to make sure to have these spiritual eyes and everything we have in our lives. Heichal Bracha, the commander, says that at the end of the day, each one of us, we see these psukim and brachos and all over the Torah talking about the physical beauty. What's going on over here? Says the commander. At the end of the day, when a person works upon themselves spiritually, it has an effect on them physically as well. The more a person works upon their kedusha and their dveikus, it has a spiritual effect as well. The more b'shem, the beautiful idea of Bnei Yisrael and the Eichel Bracha. The fourth idea, more b'shemesh, Vatama Miledes, right? We know the Gemara Brachos tells us that Leah was the first one to think Hashem. But what does it mean, Vatama Miledes? Says the more b'shemesh, if she would have continued to think the Rabbon Hashem also for the future, she would have continued to have more children. Because she stopped thinking, the more the children stop. And that's what the Chozev Lublin says. Hodu Hashem Kitov, then Kidal Mechasim. The more you think Hashem, the more He'll be there in your life. And this is what the Ish Kodesh says in last week's Parsha. You should see it inside in Tavshin Beis, I believe. The more you think Hashem, Hodu Hashem Kitov, the more you think Hashem for the good, then Kidal Mechasim. Then He'll constantly be giving Shefa. And this is exactly what Chanukah is all about. The times of Yemei Hodah Vahal, and finally, the fifth and final idea, said from Rabbi Rodinsky, the Orpanei Moshe. Now we're a minute or two over time. He tried to like 15 or 16 minutes. I apologize, but we had a couple extra words this week. He says, how could it be that Kiderach Nashim Li L'Rach L'Meinu, the Rach L'Meinu lies? Kiderach Nashim Li? No, they both say, the Gemara in Shabbat says, and Pei Amar Alf, that the Avodah Zarah is metames like Nida. Just like Nida makes a person Tumah, Avodah Zarah also makes a person Tumah like a Nida. And it's exactly what Kiderach Nashim Li. She wasn't lying. And this is the Beis Halevi says, when Lavan says to Yaakov, Lo Yaslakim Amkamino, La says, in our town, we don't put the younger before the older. Says that was basically a shtuch to Yaakov. I heard what happened in your town, that you went before Esau, but Aval b'kamino la yasekin. And important for us to be able to make sure to always be emistic in our own lives. Obviously, Yaakov Avinu had his go route with Rivka and Rivka, and that was supposed to happen. But then for us to be able to take the lesson of midah v'emes and everything emes in our lives, where we talk, where we speak, that we act as sincere Jews. Hashem should bless us to be able to take these ideas of making sure to always cry out, to always to be close to the Moshe, even in the choshech, even in the hard times, be able to use our hard times to help us to grow, be able to make sure to care and to love and to unite with others, be able to live spiritual lives, to make sure that at the end of the day we never stop thinking for the Baruch Hu, for the past, present, and for the future, and to always understand that the midah, the koyach of midah of emes, shkoyach.